Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
Central Bank of Ireland said a few weeks ago that profit levels among Irish insurers were 2.5 times those in other European countries. And despite years of reform designed to drive down premiums, they rose by 17% between 2020 and 2023. Now the government is calling for ideas from stakeholders in the insurance sector by launching a public consultation. But what can be achieved now that couldn't be achieved over the previous decade? Robert Troy is the Minister of State at the Department of Finance with special responsibility for financial services, credit unions and insurance. Good morning, Minister.
Good morning, Joe, and good morning to your listeners.
Now, do you accept that the insurance reforms over the past few years, including reforming the book of quantum for judges and big payouts in the courts, have not driven down premiums as much as you'd like?
I'd accept that, but I think progress has been made. As you said, the last action plan on insurance reform delivered the rebalancing of the duty of care, reformed the personal injuries guidelines, reformed the personal injuries assessment board. We enhanced the national claims information database. We increased competition. And essentially what happened is we stabilised the market. For the early part, premiums began to fall. But unfortunately, in the last couple of years, as you rightly pointed out, those premiums have begun to rise again. And there's a number of reasons for that. Essentially, you know, the cost of repairing a car, the cost of hiring a car, the cost of reconstruction costs have begun to increase in the last number of years due to inflationary pressures. But we have made significant progress over the last 4 or 5 years, and we want to build on that. And that's why today I'm launching a very short public consultation. I'm seeking ideas from key stakeholders, insurance companies, the Alliance for Insurance Reform, who've done really good work in this space over the last number of years, the Central Bank, legal professionals, and from people themselves over the next 3 weeks to put forward ideas in terms of what we can include in the action plan from 2025 to 2029, obviously the lifetime of this government, in terms of further reducing costs for and increasing affordability for our customers.
Yeah, you've allowed only 3 weeks, which is a narrow window. And do you hope to have something on the statute books after this consultation this year?
Well, certainly we hope to established our subcommittee on insurance reform, similar to what was established in the last government. That's a cross-departmental committee where we'll have the actors from various different departments: that Minister for Justice, Minister for Finance, Minister for Public Expenditure, Minister for Enterprise, myself as Minister with special responsibility for insurance, and the Minister for Trade Promotion. That committee worked very well the last time. We'd like to have that committee established very early on in the summer, so we can start working on the actions that will deliver greater affordability, will deliver transparency, and will deliver greater competition for people who need their insurance.
Now, one of the reasons that the insurance premiums are rising, according to the insurance sector, are payouts are starting to creep back up again. In fact, judges want to raise payout ceiling by almost 17%. And there is some anecdotal evidence that some judges are already lifting the ceiling, even without getting formal approval to do so. Isn't it true that you can't rein in generous judges?
Well, I think the personal injury guidelines, the new guidelines that were adopted a number of years ago, have been successful. I think it was regrettable that at that time, the review period was left to 3 years, which was too short. In asking the judges to review the guidelines, there was no requirement on them to discuss how this might affect with the Personal Injuries Resolution Board. So obviously that's one area that needs to be cleaned up and changed very quickly. But I think what one of the biggest contributing factors, and the Central Bank National Claims Database will confirm this, is that there is too many people still opting to go down the litigation route. Mm. And there is no significant benefit of going down the litigation route.
Apart from lawyers.
Exactly. People are getting marginally higher payouts, But the big difference is the cost of legal fees. So on average, it costs €1,000 to go through the resolution board from a legal fees perspective. It costs €23,000 on average going through litigation. On average, it'll take 2 years to go through the resolution board. It'll take almost 4 years to go through a litigation. So we need to really look again at how we can ensure the vast majority of people are opting to go through the resolution board, because they will get their payout quicker and they will get the similar payout in terms of going through litigation.
But what can you do? Because we're talking about personal injury lawyers here. Some of them are called ambulance chasers that urge their clients to go through litigation rather than accept the resolution board. What can you do about that?
One of the big things we can do is advertise it more. I don't think people are aware. And I think when people actually see the facts coming from the central bank, number one, they'll believe them. Most people will want their claims quicker. So that's one area we can focus attention on. There are other ideas I have. I'm not going to publish my action plan on radio this morning, but that is one area we have to concentrate on. That's an area I think we can deliver further savings. Another area where I believe we can attract more businesses through competition. We've already seen new players coming into the market in the last couple of years because of the reforms that were introduced. I've been engaging with insurance companies, and some are looking to expand their offering further. So certain insurance companies concentrate on certain markets. Now that we have a stabilised insurance market, they're looking at expand their offering more. So increasing competition is another area that we can concentrate on, and reducing insurance fraud. To look at how international best practice, the use of new technology in other countries, they're actually bringing down the cost of insurance. These are all issues that will help bring down insurance costs, increase affordability and increase competition in the market.
Yeah, because the duty of care has been tilted now a little bit towards the individual, hasn't it? So that the individual who might have slipped and tripped is now slightly more responsible for his or her actions when he sets foot on a premises.
Again, and that was one of the key deliverables in the last in action plan, and that's something that we're seeing working through the system now, and that is a benefit.
Yeah. Minister, best of luck with the consultation, which is, is it open from today, Minister?
It's open from today, and I'd encourage any of your listeners that have an interest in this area, and I'm sure most businesses do, because it's one of their expenses annually, and people want to keep their overheads down, and encourage anybody to make a submission to the department website, do so in the next 3 weeks, so it'll enable us to get on with our work to drive affordability, drive competition and drive transparency in this area.
Thank you very much. That's Robert Troy, the Minister of State at the Department of Finance, with special responsibility for financial services, credit unions and insurance.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.